This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. So this is video 2 in the series on writer's thoughts, where I discuss some of the issues related to writing books. I was hoping to make this video a lot earlier, but unfortunately the past month has been really busy. I'll try to get more consistent with the series as time goes on. Now, what I want to discuss today is why I chose to self-publish my books. This is a question I get asked often by young authors. Should we go with a traditional publisher or should we self-publish? And the answer is not straightforward. It really depends on what your goals are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you my story and explain to you why I made these choices to self-publish and how this helped me and benefited me. And then based on that, I will give some details on who self-publishing works for and who regular publishing works better for, because there's pros and cons to both methods depending on what your actual goals are with writing a book. So to begin, I actually published my first book when I wrote it when I was 21, published it when I was 23, and that's the book Having Fun the Halal Way. I was very, very young when I wrote this book. So that book was published the regular way through a international publishing house in Saudi Arabia. And the reason why I never stuck with that is because I found that the traditional way of publishing, especially through the old school Muslim publishers, at least at that time, did not really have a high profit margin. So when it comes to regular publishing, you will find that most of the Western publishers have this method where they give you 10%, or if you're like famous, maybe 20% of the profits, and that's good. Right? If you're getting 20% of the profits and their books are reaching all over the world, and that's great, that's fantastic. But what was happening about 20 years ago, and I don't know if it's still the same today, but about 20 years ago with the traditional Muslim publishers in the Middle East, was that they were buying the book off you, taking the copyright of the book, and paying you a fee to write the book. So you're not getting any royalties, you're just getting one upfront payment. So they may pay you like $1,000 or $5,000, whatever it is for your book, but that's it. You're not making any more money beyond that. So I realized very early on that this is not a profitable route to go through if you want to write books. Now, again, people write books for different reasons. Some people want to reach more people. Others want to make more profit. And both of this is fine. Either way, it's fine. It's up to you what your goals are, right? Remember, Islamically, both these methods are completely halal. You know, some people have a problem with people wanting to make profits off their works. That's, I don't know where that came from. But if someone's working hard on something, I believe they're entitled to profit on it, especially in this day and age where we don't have Oqaf that are funding Muslim authors. So I decided that I want to be financially independent. And one of the methods of getting there was through being profitable in my writings. So I started looking for alternative routes for writing and publishing books, ways that were more profitable. And eventually, many years later, so we're looking at about 2014. So there's about 5-year gap between my books, right? So for about 5 years, I didn't really write books. I was kind of disappointed with the whole publishing route, and that kind of put me off writing for a while. But about 5 years later, I had these ideas for a book on time management and a book on self-confidence. And I decided to try a different route. And I made a different mistake. So what I did this time was I hired a company that assists you in self-publishing. Now, what I did not know is that a lot of these companies that assist you in self-publishing are essentially con artists, right? They charge you a fee to publish your book. And that book barely has any reach, and it's highly unlikely to make a profit. So you end up paying for getting your book published, and you're not going to see much return on income. So I published 2 books that year, and it was a huge loss for me financially. Within 6 months, I canceled my contract with that publisher. I was very angry. And then I discovered a different route. And this route was not well known back in 2014. Now it's become quite common. But that's when I discovered that I could just self-publish my books directly to Amazon and my own website. So I started my own website, Islamic Self-Help, in 2014 as a platform for my books. And those same books, I republished them under new names, on my platform and on Amazon, and they started generating a modest profit. But I was happy. I was very happy because writing had gone for me from being not profitable at all to making a loss to being modestly profitable. And that's huge improvement. Because if it's modestly profitable, if like 10 people are buying my books a month, then over time I can scale that, I can grow that. So I decided to go full time on the side, rather full time. I decided to dedicate my spare time, all of it, to building this up. So I was working a job 8 hours a day, and then before work, I wake up early and focus on this, and even after work and on weekends, I focus on this, and I started building up this platform of Islamic self-help and self-publishing books. And on top of that, I started self-publishing online courses because I found this to be an amazing way to generate side income and to improve the quality of life for my family and help me achieve my financial goals faster. So that's why I went down the route of self-publishing. Right? To be very frank and honest with you, it was for the sake of making more profit. And it worked out for me, alhamdulillah. I'm actually very happy now, 8 years later, with how much Islamic self-help has grown. It's a good source of income for me now. It's benefiting thousands of people around the world, and alhamdulillah, it worked out great for me. So then that brings us to the big question that people ask. Should we self-publish or should we go with a regular publisher if they're offering us a 10% or 20% royalty? And I say that depends. There's pros and cons to both methods. So with self-publishing, what are the pros? The pros of self-publishing, number one, you are in charge of the entire process. It's your baby, right? You decide what gets written, what stays in the book, what gets published, how the cover looks, what the title is, how the marketing is done. You are in charge of everything. And you have the freedom then to do it exactly the way you want. So like my book on the productivity principles of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is exactly the way I wanted it to be. From the cover design to the foreword by Dr. Yasir Qadhi, to the layout of the chapters, everything's exactly the way I wanted it, because it was self-published. Alhamdulillah, that book was a hit even though it was self-published. The con of self-publishing is that you are entirely in charge, right? It's a two-edged sword. If you are entirely in charge, you can make things exactly the way you want, but you also are responsible for everything. So I had to learn editing. I had to hire people to edit my books, to design the covers. I had to teach myself marketing, website design. I had to teach myself how to lay out a book, how to self-publish a book, how to consistently do marketing over the long term. And of course, these aren't skills that I knew at a young age. I had to learn all of this in my late 20s and early 30s. But nonetheless, I learned all of this and I was able to excel at this. So you can too. But just realize if you're going down the route of self-publishing, it is a lot of hard work, right? When you have a regular publisher, they take on the tasks of cover design, of editing, of proofreading, of typesetting, of marketing, of distribution. They take over all of that. You just write the book and they handle the rest. And you make your 20% or 10% profit. If you're going with self-publishing, now with self-publishing, you can make up to 80% profit, right? So meaning if you're selling your books for like $22, you can easily make $19 or $20 profit from each book sale. Now, I would suggest if you're a new author to put your book prices that high, especially if people don't know who you are. But it is quite possible to make a much larger profit too through self-publishing than through the regular method. So another benefit that comes with self-publishing is just this, which is the high profit margins. The profit margins are much higher, so you have to sell less to make a profit. So the way I look at it is the average book or online course I put out, I just need to sell 100 to make up my investment and start being profitable. And for me at this point, selling 100, alhamdulillah, it's very much possible. The last online course I put out sold over 1,300 so far. So alhamdulillah, definitely was profitable. So you need to be able to sell the 100. Now here's the thing, and this is the con of it. This is the problem with that a lot of people don't realize. The average self-published book sells like 10 or 20 copies. And this happened to some of my books as well. Some of my books have sold only 10 or 20 copies. They were not profitable, especially during the early years, right? So this is something to be aware of if you're going down the self-publishing route. You're going to reach less people. You're only going to reach the people that know you. You're not going to be reaching unknown crowds very easily unless somehow your book goes viral because it's that good. But it's really on you to reach your audience. Now, another benefit of self-publishing that I personally enjoy is having a direct connection with your readers. I love this. I love this because with self-publishing, I am selling the ebooks directly on my website. I'm selling my online courses directly on my website. I am directly interacting with every reader. So if a book has 1,000 readers, I have direct access to these 1,000 people to get their feedback, to discuss with them, to build off it. And so often the readers will reach out to me on Twitter and Facebook and email and ask me for advice and ask me to explain certain chapters to them. And we're able to build a community. We're able to build connections between the author and the reader. And I find this to be very, very valuable. The con then is you're going to reach less people. If you go the regular publishing route, it is much easier for your book to reach 50,000 or 100,000 sales. While if you go the self-publishing route, really 1,000 sales is huge. It's huge because it's very rare for a self-published book to even reach 1,000 sales. Then again, it balances out profit-wise because you have a much higher profit margin with the self-published book. So why does self-publishing work for me? It works for me for a variety of reasons. Number one, I already have a high reach on social media, right? So at time of recording, I have about 19,000 followers on Twitter and 50,000 followers on Facebook. So if I put out a new ebook or online course, there's already thousands of people who know about it, which means it's possible for at least 100 people to buy it, right? So this works in my favor. Now, if you're someone who doesn't have that reach, it's going to be much harder for your first self-published book to be a hit. And many people I know felt this very hard, that they saw my books did well and they copied the exact same system and the book sold 10 or 20 copies and they were very angry. And really they missed out on this part, that you need to build your reach first. You need to have an audience for the book before you publish it if you're going down the self-publishing route. That if you're going to a traditional publisher, they have other ways for your books to reach people, even if you are unknown, and that could work in your favor if you don't already have a built-in audience. Another reason why self-publishing worked for me is that I like being in charge. I like being my own boss. I like being independent. I like doing things my way, and self-publishing allows me to do that. Had I gone down a regular publishing route, I'd have to be dealing with editors, people telling me, keep this in your book, take this out, we don't like this, this is too controversial. Now, it's not to say my books don't have editors. I do hire editors. I do send it to my friends and teachers for feedback. I do get critical feedback on the content to make sure it's authentic. But at the end of the day, I'm publishing my voice, not a book that has been heavily edited to suit somebody else's ideas of what is right and wrong. And so that's why it works for me. I'm able to just be very frank about what I believe and what I say without people drowning out my voice in the editing process. And that's what I love about it. Now, some people may not like being in charge like that. They may want someone else to handle the bigger picture things because, you know, they don't have the confidence in what they are writing. In that case, having a publisher would be much more in your favor because you now have a whole team around you to guide your research, right? Another way that self-publishing benefited me personally, and this is just my case, I don't know if this will ever happen with somebody else, was all these skills I learned through self-publishing eventually led to me becoming in charge of the book publication department in the organization that I work for. So these skills eventually transferred into a job for me, alhamdulillah, and I'm using the same skills now at my job that I do in my business. And had I not started that business and taught myself these skills and learned all of this on the side, I probably wouldn't have this job today. But you know, this is a side benefit that came to me. I'm not saying anyone who self-publishes will get a similar side benefit, but you know, I believe when you work hard and you teach yourself new skills, Allah will open doors for you in those areas, and that's what happened to me as well. So self-publishing works for me because I already have a reach online. I already have the skills to self-publish. I didn't have it when I started. My first few books were a disaster. Some of them weren't edited properly. Some had terrible cover design. Some of them were on topics nobody wanted to read about. But I learned from each book. Every book I wrote, I learned from the process. If it was a flop, I analyzed why it flopped so I don't repeat the same mistake. If it was a hit, I analyzed why it did well and I tried to replicate that. So I've published over 12 books in my life, and I would say only about 3 or 4 of them were actually hits. The rest really didn't do well at all. But that's fine because I learned from my mistakes and I grew from my mistakes and I developed very valuable skills from the mistakes that I made. And that's why I'm now able to do well in the field of self-publishing because I kept learning from my mistakes. Now, one last bit of advice if you're going down the route of self-publishing, understand that self-publishing is not the same as being an author. Self-publishing is really being a business owner. That's what it is. You are being a small business owner. You are now running a book sales business. You are in charge of writing the books, making sure it's edited, quality control, cover design, publications, consistency of getting products out, marketing, blogs, social media marketing. You are running a one man or one woman business if you are in the if you are self-publishing. So if you are not business minded, if you are not interested in having your own online business, then self-publishing is not going to work for you. You cannot just put a book out on Amazon or Gumroad or any of these platforms and just leave it there and expect it to reach a lot of people. You have to take full ownership and take this thing on as a business. And I enjoy this. I enjoy running an online business. So that's another reason why I'm able to do this well. But if you don't like business, if you hate handling the business side of things, if you just want to write a book, get it out there and move on to your next book, then I highly advise that you stick with the regular traditional publishing. So to end off, should you self-publish or should you go along the route of the traditional publishers? I say that depends on your personality, and more importantly, it depends on your goals. If you want to reach the most people and write books and not worry about anything else besides the writing process, then stick with a traditional publisher because they will handle everything else and you'll get your 10 or 20% profit at the end of the day. And you know that's good enough. Alhamdulillah, for some people, that's a lot of money if they booked as well. But if you're interested in building a platform, if you're interested in building your own audience, of being able to connect with your readers, of having a way to reach out to people, if you want to be in charge of the process, if you want to have the final say on what is published, then self-publishing works better for you, and that's why it works for me. So I like being my own boss. I like being in charge of things. I like knowing that what was published is exactly what I wanted to say, unfiltered, not watered down by anybody else. Like, for example, my History of Islam online course, which is, alhamdulillah, at the moment, the best-selling product on Islamic self-help. It's very unfiltered, right? I talk very blatantly about topics like, Islamic warfare and slavery and polygamy and the civil wars. And basically, it's an unfiltered reading of Muslim history and deriving lessons from it without worrying about upsetting, either side of the modern day spectrum. And I don't think I'd been able to be as unfiltered if I had thought that course through another platform, because then they'd be like, don't talk about this, it's too controversial, don't talk about that, people are not ready for it, don't bring up this topic, people don't need to hear about it. I'm like, no, this is my course, my website, I'm self-publishing it, I'm going to say what I want. And I think if you have that personality and you really want to be in charge of what you say, then self-publishing is best for you, whether we're talking about books or online courses. So yeah, that's why I self-publish. And again, not all of my books are self-published. Some of my newer books are published through the organization I'm working for, and some of my older books are published, through traditional publishers. But I would say the majority of my books are self-published, and those are the ones I enjoy writing more because I enjoy the entire process of writing and editing and marketing and just creating a product that benefits people. And most importantly, I enjoy interacting with the people who benefited from it, having people email me and phone me and contact me on social media to tell me how much they benefited from the book or the online course, and to exchange ideas and to ask questions. I enjoy all of that, and I feel all of that's a lot easier when you self-publish because you have more of a community between yourself and your readers or students. So that's it for today. I hope you found this beneficial. If you're an author and you're looking into deciding between publishing and self-publishing, I hope my experience benefits you. May Allah make things easy for all of us. May He help you to excel at your goals and to write beneficial works that benefit this ummah. Jazakallah khair. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.